Sarah?
Yes.
I'll hold it for you.
I said it's a bit heavy.
Cypress. Strong, enduring wood carved by true artists. So, all your friends are gathered, candlelight, wine. They turn to the staircase, raise their glasses as you descend.
God. Oh, I really can't see.
You're in ceremonial robes.
You still got that mirror?
Lord of your domain.
Look at my eyes in line with...
Masked as Kalki.
Ow!
Avenging Kalki.
Your true artists were a bit... careless, Uncle. Or thick-skinned. It's decidedly rough inside. It reminds me of something. Yes, a book I once had. The Boy's Empire storybook. There was a picture in it of a monster.
You would make a most impressive monster.
Always used to hurry past that page. Anyway, I really must be going. I say, I think that damn thing drew blood. But you will visit us very soon. See the old place again. Take one of those meditating walks of yours.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm almost sure I shall.
Jolly good. Can't be monkish all your days. Now, could you lead me out of this gloomy dungeon?
I hadn't made my mind up before we went down into the hold. Not entirely. Everything was prepared, of course, but as if in a dream. You still with me, Holmes? I do hope you can hear me. 4 days later, I was the watchful uncle, his only surviving relative sitting by his bedside.
Where he lay was my disease.
Good, Holmes. I'm glad you're holding on.
I set all your insects free.
Yes.
And put bleach in your fish tank.
I know.
And fired a pistol at you.
Not at me, Victor.
You should have seen your face. Oh, my, what big eyes you have. Your money or your life. But Grandpapa was wrong. It was jolly nice of him. But it wasn't right to give me the house.
My house.
I'll make it all up. And I'll give you lots of money.
Will you?
Lots. That's my plan.
Your plan?
Yes. To make it all up. Surprise, surprise. So you can buy all the medicine. Make everybody well again. Uncle... I don't like that face. Tusks. Big, pointy ears. Like the picture in that book. Monster. Don't like it. Turn the page. Turn it.
He would not have made amends. I know he would not. He would have kept it all and squandered it all. He was raving, hallucinating, dying. As you are.
But you can kill me. Kill me, Smith. I'll forget it all.
Forget?
That you killed your nephew.
I can do nothing for you.
I swear. I'll not say a word.
More worthless deathbed promises. But you're right. You'll say nothing. You'll be in no witness box, quite another shape of box. I've seen so many of those in my life. My parents, my sister, my grandfather, all my good, honest workers in Sumatra.
But you didn't murder them.
What? How dare you? I labored and agonized with them for weeks as I fought to save them. I've given years and almost every penny I have to find a cure. When my grandfather bypassed me in his will, I didn't care. It was monstrous, but I didn't care.
If Victor died, then the estate would revert to you.
It meant nothing to me. I'd gone beyond that little world and all its prejudice and greed. But when I saw that wasteful hound again, saw how I could be rid of him, and all that fortune come to me. No, not to me. To my research for the benefit of thousands.
What? Please, please.
Of course. For Victor, the device was simple. The needles inside the mask. I knew the clumsy fool couldn't fail to prick himself. And he needs only the minutest penetration of the skin. But for Sherlock Holmes, Careful.
Oh, take it slowly.
Oh.